Blog Talk Radio.
Page Radio. I am your host, Kayla Greenwell, and today I will be interviewing Julie Demoff-Larsen and Adam Nicholson. Before I get started, I just wanted to do a quick shout out to both Julie and the creator of this talk show, Michelle McDonald. They have a contest going on right now to see who can embarrass the other one the most, because they are not good at taking praise. And so I wanted to say how much help they have been to me, both personally and professionally, and that both of them have just helped me become the person that I want to be. So let's get Julie on the air. And we are going to talk to her about Small Precipice that's coming up this weekend.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi. Okay, good. Hi.
Hi. Hi,
Julie.
Kayla.
How are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Very well. Thank you for having me on your very first show.
Not a problem. First of all, did you hear my shout out?
I
know you and Michelle have that contest going, and Michelle thinks she's going to school me, and it's not going to happen. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what is going on this weekend in Julie World?
Sure, in Julie World, that's funny. This is actually Michelle World, too, because she has put so much time and effort into getting Small Precipice going with me. Small Precipice is a literary arts festival in downtown Griffith, and it is a celebration of all things in the small press and art and music, independently grown through just the efforts of us everyday people without the help of big money. So, and we wanted to promote all of these different writers and their presses and get the community involved in some way, because a lot of people don't even know that this little part of our world exists.
No, for sure. When did you come up with this idea? Like, did it strike you like lightning, or has it been something that you've been wanting to do?
Last summer at Michelle McDonald's big event in Springfield, Illinois, it just kind of came to me. I'm thinking during the show that, you know, we really needed to have something for just the small press, and a festival was something that I felt that I could probably, maybe, possibly put together. So that's where it came from.
No, that's really great. So what is actually happening this weekend? So what can people who are coming expect to see? What can they do? What should they prepare themselves for?
Well, besides, you know, like the overall general buffoonery that's going to be going on with everyone, the Saturday events will begin at noon in downtown Griffith, and we have a book fair, which isn't just a typical book fair. We have music and readings going on throughout the day. There are workshops that will be hosted in classrooms that were provided to us from the town of Griffith. And there will be art demonstrations. There will be food vendors there. So it's an outdoor event where families can actually come. And you can bring your kids. There's kid-friendly things to do there also.
Does
and
it cost?
Then after that, say that one more time.
Does it cost?
Oh, it's a completely free event. The only thing that we are charging for are the workshops, and those are $10 a piece. And you can find those online either at blotterature.com/events, or you can find Small Crestivus right on Facebook, which is probably your easiest way to get information.
I would say so. The Small Crestivus page is just alive and kicking. I'm enjoying watching it grow and
There's
people
been a
add.
Nice buzz going on. Yes, I agree.
Hmm?
And then
yeah.
I agree, there's a nice buzz going on. So it's not just a local event. It's become this national event with these great authors coming in from all over the place. We have a featured reading at 8 o'clock at night, but it's actually going to start a little earlier because we have some extra musicians coming in at 7 at Polk Row Brewing Company. And our featured readers, I mean, you just can't even get a better lineup. We have Michelle McDaniel, of course, Laura Madeline Wiseman, Joni Reese, Sarah Chavez, Bud Smith, Bill Gaynor, Robert Vaughn, and then we have a featured musician, Lois Berg, coming in from Nashville. It's going to be a lively event. There will be an open mic afterwards for other participants to be able to read in a one-shot open mic. And then after that, the crowd, anybody else that is there, is welcome to read also.
That sounds really great. Is there a piece that you are looking forward to the most?
Is there something that I'm looking forward to the most?
I think you built it. They're gonna come. What are you excited to see?
I'm really excited to see what kind of collaborations come out of this. What will this community of writers and the greater community, what can they come up with and what can they work on together? Because that's what this is about. It's about building community. So I think that's what I'm most excited about. I'm also excited about, well, I'm kind of announcing this here, but we are going to be doing a Small Crestivus community zine. And that will be available with all of the supplies in the art tent at the book fair for people to come and make a page, to create a page. And we're going to put it together and we're going to publish this. And then it'll help promote for next year and also help fund some of these great things that we want to do for next year.
What's the kind of stuff you want to see in this zine?
We aren't saying that there's a theme or anything. You can use poetry or prose, a word, or just even an idea. And then we're just going to throw it all together and see how it flows and put it out there. And this is something that we're creating together. And who knows, maybe someone will just build something off of what someone else has seen, you know, that's there and available, already done. So who knows what this can become. It can become something really, really cool.
For sure. I'm excited to see how it turns out, and I'm excited to come to Small Crestivus this weekend, guys. August 1st and 2nd, Saturday and Sunday, in Griffith, Indiana, right in downtown. And it's free unless you want to learn some stuff in some of the raddest workshops I've seen in a while.
Right.
Thank you, Julie.
Right. Don't forget the
festival.
Oh, wait. Give me one more second.
What,
don't
Julie?
Forget the Festival
what?
Of Language.
Saturday, Joni Reese is
going to be doing a Q&A on Sunday at 11:30 a.m. at Polk Row. And then LitFest Press is sponsoring the Festival of Language on Sunday, August 2nd, from noon till 5. And it will be a continuous all-day reading that's going to be fabulous. Jane Carmen puts this together, and she's our partner in this, and we are just so excited that everyone's going to be there at the same time.
It's going to be two really, really great days for Small Press.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you
Thank
so
you,
much,
Julie.
Kayla.
Yeah, it was good talking to you.
All right, ciao.
Bye. That was Julie Larson with Small Press. Later on in the show, we are going to be taking callers. So if you want to call, our guest call-in number is 323-870-3407. I would like to encourage anyone who has, you know, encountered either Michelle McTannell or Julie and call in and say how much you appreciate them, since that will make them uncomfortable and that will make me happy. Next, we are going to talk to Adam Nicholson, who is the founder and executive director of the Nascent Sala Creative Association. And if I messed up your name, I'm sorry. I'm stupid. Anyway, so let us talk to Adam. Adam, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, hello. It's nice to meet you. Well, like, audio-ly, nice to meet you.
Right, yes.
How are you doing?
Well. You know, reasonably well. Yourself?
I'm surviving. So tell me a little bit about Sala. When I heard I was going to be doing an interview with you, I had never heard of it, and so I went and I looked into it, and it just is incredible. But I think you can explain it better than I can. So what is Sala?
Well, it is, in fact, nascent. So, you know, you can be forgiven for not hearing about it. I'm still crowdfunding it. But what it is a professional association for independent creatives. And the way, you know, the 2 points, I see the creative process is really sort of shared by all of us, even if our media and our idioms and our specific tools are different. I think that, for instance, musicians have a lot to learn from painters, have a lot to learn from writers, and so on. And the second point that I think will set it apart is that it I'm seeking to make it accessible and affordable by providing the majority of the professional services of the association through contemporary tools online, which is a bit of a contrast to, say, AWP, which if we're writers here, we'll be relatively familiar with, which offers great services kind of 9 to 5, 4 days a year. Then we all go home and don't read a journal for 51 weeks until the next one.
yeah.
So that's the elevator speech, I guess.
No, it sounds wonderful. So I'm asked this to Julie too, but I have to ask you, how did this idea come about?
You know, it's been a really organic process, you know, and I don't know how far back in the history to go necessarily, but, you know, I've been involved in sort of community arts, you know, the direction of a studio/gallery/community space here in Springfield, Illinois. Exception, you know, all creatives, although that one kind of tended to, in the end, to focus more on visual arts. And it was at about the time when it was narrowing its focus when I determined that what I really want to do is continue to, you know, foster that discourse between and collaboration between creatives in different areas. And Springfield is actually, you know, nobody's individually necessarily blowing up, but it's a very artistic city. There's a lot going on. There are a lot of galleries. There are a lot of studios. There are a lot of, you know, venues and performance spaces. So even though my milieu had been kind of, you know, community arts, I didn't see a lot that I could do to foster that discourse, foster that collaboration on this local, hands-on, concrete level that wouldn't be redundant where I am. At the same time, you know, I've been kind of attending AWP for years and found that experience to be very valuable, again, for about 1 week of the year. And I thought that there are a lot of creatives in in my area, and I'm sure in many areas, who are just immensely talented, but could really use that kind of professional development and networking to necessarily get their money's worth out of something that requires destination travel once a year, you know. So that's kind of where I decided to set my focus.
Yeah, you say on your you say on the website for Sala that creativity and talent lives everywhere, and you know, working with small press and seeing all of these incredible, I mean, writers in my field, but just artists in general, has been incredible. And I've only been to AWP once because, well, like you said, I am a young artist, didn't know about it. And, you know, it's kind of expensive to pick up and go to a place for 4 days, and you come back and you're so pumped up and it's so incredible, and you went to all these readings and you met all these people and you learned all these things, and then you get back and it's just kind of, what am I going to do with all this now? So being able to know that I can be part of a community like this is something that I am so excited for. And I just wanted to let everyone know that the Indiegogo site is up on our page, and you guys have 10 days left to fund fund Sala. Yes.
Yeah,
10 days.
$25,000, because it's necessarily a more complicated site. I have kind of shopped around with web developers here. It's not something I can pull together on Wix.
Right.
I'm hoping to, well.
Well, if you guys are out there and you're listening, contribute, because this is something that is once it's up and it's running, it's going to be indescribable. It's going to be something that's really great. So thank you so much for talking with me today, and I hope that Sala really becomes not just nascent, but born, nay. So I guess I will talk to you later, and I will definitely be contributing. So thank you very much, Adam.
Well, great. Well, thank you.
Yeah, all right. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, bye. For those of you just tuning in, if you're listening to me now, that was Adam Nicholson. He talked to me a little bit about Sala, which is a professional association for creatives of all types, not just writers, but artists and musicians as well. If you want to donate to that project, you can find the link on our page, and I definitely urge you guys to do that. So what we're going to do now, since it is the last half of the show, is it is open to callers. If anyone wants to call in and ask questions or just share things with me about Julie and Michelle and how wonderful they are, because I'm going to win a contest that I'm not even a part of by singing them praises nonstop. Again, our call-in number is 323-870-3407. And as it is my first show, I just wanted to thank everyone who is listening for listening, and for staying on, even if I, trip and getting used to all this stuff. And it's an adventure, and I'm enjoying it. And I hope you're enjoying it too. If you weren't listening during the first part of the show, I talked with Julie Larson, Demoff Larson, who is the owner of Blotacher Literary Magazine, and her and Litfest Press and Michelle McDonald have pulled together and created one of the coolest small press festivals where I have heard of in my time being alive. And it's happening this weekend, so Saturday and Sunday in Griffith, Indiana. It's free unless you want to take the workshops, and those are $10 a piece, but they are well worth the $10. The workshops that are being held are by people like Sarah Chavez and Bud Smith and Robert Vaughn, who just are incredible, and, you know, you're going to make something good out of working with them if you're working on your stuff. And then on Saturday. On Sunday, LitFest Press is holding a Festival of Language, which is just all-day reading, five-minute readings. And we're going to have that at Polk Grove Brewery in Griffith. And it's going to be a weekend of small press and creating community. And, you know, Julie said earlier that she would like to see the collaborations that come out of this. And, you know, I hadn't thought about that, but I am as well. I mean, when people get together, they can just create the most incredible things, just like Small Prestivus, actually, because, you know, that was a group of people who were motivated and who love small press, and they wanted something more, and so they sat down and all pulled out the beer and sat, and they came up with something that they wanted to do for small press and for the people in small press. And Adam Nicholson is sort of doing the same thing. I mean, it's not a two-day festival, but now it's an entire association where artists and musicians and visual artists and performing artists and all creative types can find employers and sell their work, connect with other creatives and develop their craft. And it'll be accessible, because not all of the places, like he mentioned AWP, not all of those places are accessible. And it can be difficult to sort of stick your toe into the creative lake because you feel like you're going to drown. But, things like Sala and Small Prestivus are like two really cool arm floaties that you have to wear when you're a kid and you're not sure about if you're going to be able to swim or not. And so you have to wear those floaties that, you know, make you infuriated, but your parents tell you you have to. But, I mean, they're cooler than that. They're like really cool versions of that. And so that is what we've been talking about today. If anybody wants to call in and do shout outs or, you know, add their two cents in about Small Press or Sala, you can call in at 323-870-3407 and you can talk to me about these things. For sure. And it's just going to be awesome. I want to give you guys more information if you wanted to look into both Julie and Adam. Julie, like I said earlier, is the she's currently the managing editor, but she's also the owner of Blotter Literary Magazine. And she has been the chief organizer in the creation of Small Prestivus. She has a BA in English literature from Purdue, and she her dedication to the writing community is second only to family and friends. Her short stories have been published in Mangrove, Ricochet, Epiphany Magazine, and in Good Morning Justice, an anthology from Brine Books Publishing. Adam is an apostate academic who sometimes makes noises about being some kind of writer or artist or something. But good luck finding evidence of it. He is editing the anthology of strongly visual multimodal narratives for 12 Winters Press, and he is the founder and director of Sala. We have a caller, so let us get there. Hi, you're live.
Hi. Hey, Kayla.
Hey, Michelle.
I just wanted to call and congratulate you on your first show, and thank you for jumping in, you know, not having any experience with doing this and just going with it. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. I don't know if you were listening, but I'm going to win your juice contest.
And I will get you back. I'll get you back.
No.
It's all right.
No. Would you like to sing any praises about Julie?
Oh, Julie's freaking amazing. Oh, my God.
You guys are both equally amazing.
No, I'm really excited for this weekend. We have some ingredients we just went out today to make once in a blue moon punch. We have some apple pie shots in the making. We have special coffee all the way from Seattle coming with Ryan Snellman, who's currently driving all over the country seeing baseball games. He'll be showing up. You know, we've got writers flying in from New York and people coming down from Chicago. It's going to be a great time. You know, the readings, all of the books. We got books from the UPS man today. Oh, my gosh, he almost got tackled. There's a whole great big box of Punk Hostage Press books. I'm so happy to be representing them and putting those out there. We have all these other presses that are showing up the day of. We've got picnic tables, tents, and I mean, Julie has done so much and paid so much attention to every little detail. Everyone's going to have a great time. It's so well organized. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, no, she's always good. She is event planning queen. I've just seen her in action
really.
So many times, and it blows me away. But yeah, the poets are coming.
They are.
I'm just so ready for it. I'm so excited. I did not know that Snellman was driving, but more power to him. More power.
I think he's getting a baseball game in Louisville today and Cincinnati tomorrow, and then he'll be here. And, I mean, you know, the Midwest, it really needs this because we're all so far spread out and – to really feel that community. Every now and then we need to have a great event that brings us all together so we can meet each other in person. It's just a different experience. And that's where these amazing collaborations come out of, you know, painters and other artists, writers, musicians, all of us getting together. It's a beautiful thing. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I am too. Thanks for calling in and thanks for wrapping up the show for me, because I couldn't have said it better than you. I will talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Kayla. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thanks for everyone who was listening and who called in, Julie, Adam, Michelle, and I hope you guys enjoyed the show and you learned a little bit about Small Press of this. So I will see you guys next time. And this is Turn the Page with Kayla Greenwell. That's my name.